The MCAT podcast is part of the MedEd Media Network at mededmedia.com. Check out our latest pre-med years podcast, where we interview a 54-year-old medical student who is a reapplicant or was a reapplicant to medical school and had to take the MCAT 5 times. Go check it out, medicalschoolhq.net/229. This is the MCAT podcast, session number 37. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. All right, today we're breaking from our normal pattern of going through questions on the MCAT and talking about how to know if you're really ready to take the MCAT. Let's go ahead and dive right in. All right, Brian, back with another MCAT podcast. This time, we're not going to dive into questions, but MCAT questions. We're going to dive into a general question that we hear a lot of, am I ready to take the MCAT? What's your typical response to a student when they ask you that question?
So, I always like to first start with abstracting out all of the fraught emotions that come behind that question. Because Ryan, you and I were talking maybe, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago about how many MCATs you should take. And one of the things you even mentioned during that conversation a few weeks back was, you know, how many do I need to take so I know that I'm ready? Which, you know, got me thinking about this topic, and I figured we could talk about it this week. And so first, The student typically will frame the question like this: I don't feel ready. You know, they'll talk about their feelings, and I want to say, look, if we live in the land of feelings, you'll never feel ready.
Never, right? Ever.
Never. I've been doing this for 16 years, and every time I take the MCAT, I don't feel ready to take it again. So I said, let's look at numbers, and specifically, let's look at your practice tests. And just like we had talked about a few weeks back, most students have taken something like 5 to 10 full-length exams. So they have plenty of data to look back at. Now, if you haven't done that, if you're like, oh, I only ever took one test, then I can already tell you, you're not ready. And we don't, you know, full stop, end of discussion. So let's say we look back at your past, you know, 5, 6, 7, however many full lengths you've taken. The algorithm is really, really simple. I tell you to look back at your best section scores, not your best overall scores, but look at each individual section and ask yourself, what's the best I've ever done in chemical and physical foundations? What's the best I've ever done in cars? What's the best I've ever done in bio and in psych? And not what do I wish I could get, or not what is my target score? What is a real, actual number that I have actually achieved? What do I know I'm personally capable of when I'm performing with my game face on, when I'm performing at my best in each of the individual sections? Then it's real simple. Add up all those numbers. Ask yourself the question, what's my best day ever? And again, not in some, you know, Disney movie Pollyanna fantasy land idea, but rather realistically, what are the best scores I'm personally capable of so far? And add them all up and get a number. And now, the question when you get your best day ever score is not how would I feel about that? Again, because we got to take feelings out of the question. Out of the equation. The question is about behavior. So I say to the student, what is your best day ever score based on real, actual past achievement? And if you got that score, would you apply to med school? Or would you just take the MCAT again and not even bother applying? So it's a real simple binary question, again, about what you would do. Not how you'd feel about it, but what you would do. And if your answer is, yes, if I got my best day ever score, I would go ahead and apply to med school, then the answer is, okay, then you're ready. You know, if your MCAT is sometime in the next 1 to 2 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks, then you are on track. You have realistically achieved scores that would get you a score that would allow you to apply to med school. So go ahead and take the test. If your answer to the question is, well, even if I had my best day ever, I wouldn't even bother applying. I would just sign up for the MCAT again and continue studying. Then that's your answer. Don't take the MCAT, because even your best day ever is not good enough to get you to a place where you're applying to med school. So why bother taking it at all? You should push back a month and continue studying.
What if your best day ever was 2 tests ago, and since then you've scored 5 points lower?
Well, remember, I'm not using best day ever to mean just a single time that you scored the highest aggregate score. I'm saying, what were your best section scores? So if what you're saying is you got all of your best section scores all at once on a single day, You really knocked it out of the park one day, and then since then you've taken maybe a couple of tests and seen a downward trend.
Yeah.
You're still ready to go take the test, because that best day ever, again, is a real thing that really happened. Like, you were capable of it. If you got that 5-10 once, then you're capable of getting a 5-10 again. And if you had some bad luck after that, then you got to just shake it off, learn the lessons to be learned from the practice test, and then go in there and knock it out of the park again on the real exam.
One of the things that I think a lot of students make the mistake of is they don't schedule their test until they are ready. What do you tell students as far as when to schedule the test?
Oh, as soon as you start prepping. Like, if you, once you've personally committed, I'm going to take the MCAT, literally your very next step is to pick a date. Is to look at your calendar, say to yourself, when do I have a good 3 months to prep for this thing? Or maybe you need 4 or 5 months. And then go 3 months out and put your money where your mouth is. Pay the $300 and register for the exam. Because if you leave it as this kind of loosey-goosey nebulous thing, oh, I'll register once I've gotten started, once I feel ready, once I, it'll never happen, right? You'll just keep finding excuses to push it back. So you got to put your head on the chopping block and say, okay, I've got a deadline now. Here it is. I was planning to take the MCAT and apply this cycle. So my pre-health advisor says I got to take it in May. So I pays my money and I takes my chances, and I'm registering on, May 5th or whenever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think imposter syndrome creeps in, saying I'm not ready, I can't do it, I'm not smart enough. But imposter syndrome will always be there all along your journey. I know, going through medical school and then starting internship and then starting practice out in the real world, I thought I was a faker the whole time. So you have to definitely just schedule that test. And if you need to move it, obviously move it, but try to stick to it.
Yeah, nothing motivates like the headsman's axe, right? I mean, if you see test day there looming at you, then that will get your butt in gear and get the work done.
All right, there you have it. Now you know when to take the MCAT, when you're ready to take the MCAT. Ultimately, you need to take the MCAT early enough in the application cycle so that your application's not late, but you also need to be prepared for it. And I've had lots of discussions with students that I've talked to, and we've pushed back their application year because they're not ready to take the MCAT. So don't rush your application just because you think you need to take the MCAT by a certain time. Take the MCAT when you're ready, and then worry about applying. I hope this was helpful for you. I'd love to see a rating and review in iTunes from you. That would help greatly. I don't know if it really helps. I just like to see the ratings and reviews, and I'll say hi and thank you for those as well here on the podcast. I hope you have a great week. Come check us out next week as we talk about organic chemistry. So exciting. See you. Hey, are you still there? I also want you to go check out nextsteptestprep.com. I've been digging into their online course, their MCAT course, and it's pretty awesome. It has so many hours of videos for you to watch that are just incredible. The layout is great. So you have a little guy there in the little video box of the guy talking to you with the slides and just great information. You have access to all 10 of their full-length exams. You have access to the AAMC material. You have access to office hours 5 days a week, and talking to several students that are going through this program right now through this course. A lot of times, not a lot of students show up to office hours because everybody is on a different schedule. And so if office hours are planned and people don't come, then it could be one-on-one tutoring, basically, that you're getting as part of this. So Check it out. I'm not promising one-on-one tutoring, but it could be one-on-one tutoring. Check it out, and you can save some money by using the code MCATPOD, all capital letters, MCATPOD, at nextsteptestprep.com.